Greetings and welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, the Kronos Quartet, La Petite Bande, and yes, the requisite oboe music time. To begin, some great music by Jean Sibelius. Now, he was a Finnish composer of the late Romantic period. His music played a very important role in the formation of what they called at the time the Finnish national identity. Today we're going to hear a less performed work, movements from not Swan Lake but Swan White Suite, Opus 54. Now this was music composed for August Strindberg's play of the same name. It was completed back in 1908, the first public performance at the Swedish Theatre in Helsinki, back again in 1908, and conducted by Jean Sibelius himself. The music is, in many ways, according to different musicologists, a continuation of the incidental music that was used for the very popular Pelléas and Mélisande. But let's embrace the storyline before and behind the music. It's about a 15-year-old princess who lives in a fairy tale castle with her father, a duke, and her wicked stepmother. There always has to be one of those. The princess, Swan White, has been promised to the king of a neighboring country, but she falls in love instead with the prince, who is the king's messenger. And you can kind of imagine what ensues. It always is a good story. Today, just a few selections in a beautiful recording by the Iceland Symphony Orchestra with Petri Sakari conducting.
Thank you.
Music by Sibelius. That was performed by the Iceland Symphony Orchestra with Petri Sakari conducting, and some selections from Swan White, Suite Opus 54. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Margaret. We're going to move on to some music by Dvorak from his New World Symphony. Now, this work was so popular that Neil Armstrong took a recording of it to the moon during the Apollo 11 mission, the first move landing back in 1969. Now, that just depends on your opinion. Now, Dvorak was also very interested in Native American music, whether it be the African American spirituals or Native American music that he heard on his first arrival to America. Of this he wrote, and I quote, "I am convinced that the future music of this country must be founded what are called African American melodies. These beautiful and varied themes are the product of the soil. They are the folk songs of America, and your composers must turn to them." So he did, and got to work and used the basis of these melodies for his symphony. It was commissioned way back by the New York Phil and premiered back on December 16th in 1893 at Carnegie Hall, and has then been performed ever since. This is a performance by the Scottish National Orchestra with Nima Yarvi directing. This is the Largo from Dvorak Symphony No. 9.
Thank you.
What a stunning performance. That was the Scottish National Orchestra with Nima Jarvi directing, and the Largo from Dvorak's Symphony No. 9, My Home. And for those out there, I hope you all find it. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And jazz it up now. Well, actually, it's not jazz, but it is now that time. It is the time that I call oboe music time. This next composer was very cool and hot and tepid. I don't know. I think he described them all at the time, but definitely full of intrigue. One could say of this next composer, thought to have been implicit in the death of his contemporary, I'm speaking of Mozart, due to perceived jealousy. Well, I wasn't alive back then, so I'll never know. But in reality, Salieri was a pivotal figure in the development of 18th century opera and a formidable teacher of future generations. Now, the rival was obviously made infamous in the, back in the day, 1984 movie Amadeus, made for a great movie, but parts of it are largely fictitious. Salieri did, however, write a very respectable body of memorable music, which made a resurgence in the 20th century. This next selection comes from a playful concerto for flute and oboe. So we're letting the flutes in on oboe music time. Today, we're going to hear some great performers, Orle Nicolai and Heinz Holliger. Thank you. Music by Salieri from his Concerto for Flute and Oboe. That was a performance by Orle Nicolet and Heinz Holliger. They were joined by the members of the Bamberg Symphony with Peter Mark conducting. And let's continue on with some great music from Africa. It comes from the album, get this, Pieces of Africa, put out quite a few years ago by the Kronos Quartet. And the music is written by Hamza Eldin. The Kronos Court actually commissioned this work and liked the idea of the water wheel. Of the work, in the composer's words, it says, "Everyone who sits behind the oxen, which helps the water wheel go round, will express himself according to his age. If it's a child, he'll sing a children's song. If it's a woman or a man, they'll sing a love song. And if it's an older man, he'll sing a religious song. I wrote this as the song of an older man, and as such, it becomes a religious song." Here's the Kronos Quartet with Water Wheel. Thank you. the Kronos Quartet, and that was Water Wheel, a selection from the CD Pieces of Africa. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Margaret. We're going to switch it up a bit. I think we have just enough time. And we're going to hear some Jimmy Nail. And I think this is what we all need a little bit right now. Here is Angel. Well, they don't call it classical chaos again for nothing. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Canada. I'm Margaret. Thanks for joining me. Till next time. And do stay listening to a great program, Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture. And that is coming up until noon. Take care.